Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We got new swag around here. Big thanks to Keith Miller, everybody out of Strategic Factory, another Baltimore County company there for you, Don Moeller.
And yes, our sir.
At Taharka Brothers Ice Cream. I'm going to be really honest, and Nancy Hafford's going to be coming on. We're going to talk about Towson and Towson businesses, and we're a Towson company. I always say WNST, Towson, Baltimore, AM 15. Taharka Brothers is Baltimore through and through, and in other segments, when Don Moeller gets a little long-winded, the ice cream melts. So instead of showing you me eating the ice cream and having it melt through the segment, or being rude to Nancy and putting the headset down and putting it away, but I would love to open a peppermint bark right now. I'd love to just take a spoon. I have the spoon here and feed you some eggnog, but you can do this yourself. Order 8 pints. It comes to your door. $56. That's what it usually costs, but if you're a Baltimore Positive listener and use the code Baltimore Positive, you get $15.70 off, just like AM 15.7.
It says mine is arriving today between 3 and 6 p.m. There will be some eggnog.
The wheels in the bus go round and round. There you go. So anyway, put Baltimore Positive in. And by the way, and this has nothing to do with Towson or anything local, but they're even shipping it now anywhere you can do 1 or 2 day shipping. So my buddy Hell's down in Arkansas may have a shot at this. Stan out in Chicago maybe. And that is $100 minus $15.70 for 9. They ship those in 9 pints. So just forward a word on that. Fadley's is shipping crab cakes anywhere, anytime, anyhow. You get to that through BaltimorePositive.com and Fadley's Restaurant. And our friends are all curbsiding. We've heard so much about that. We're about to go down that avenue now in Baltimore County, where we are with a lot of folks sort of sheltered in here in this thing for the long haul, trying to get us to the point where we get these vaccines. Let's take care of our local businesses, including our friends at State Fair and at El Guapo, opening a new business on Frederick Road in Catonsville. Make sure you're curbside, like I did at Amici's the other night, like I did with Nancy Longo over Pierpoint on Wednesday night as well. Don, I know Moeller and Gary Realty. I keep talking about listing my condo. I'm doing the honeydews here through the holidays, getting everything like sort of where it needs to be so we can list our home, and you can go to Moeller and Gary Realty. You're having on someone that you know better than I know, but I now know through you and have known for, I don't know, going on 2 decades. She's got me out of bed at 6 a.m. out to Towson, all shaved up, you know, back, putting a tie on. Nancy, you're nodding back and forth, you know. I did the morning breakfast circuit with you many, many mornings over there in Towson. It is a pleasure to have you aboard. It really is.
The one, the only, Nancy Hafford, Executive Director of the Towson Chamber of Commerce. Nancy, how the heck are you?
You know, as everybody else, times have been a lot better. Times have been a lot better, but we're all holding in healthy and hoping for a brighter future in 2021.
Well, Nancy, I'm going to jump right in because I've known you forever. I think you and I were 5 years old when we met, and you know, we've spent a lot of time together. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you can hear it in your voice. I bet Nestor can. I've never heard you be anything but an upbeat, optimistic cheerleader. And I hear some sadness in Nancy Hafford right now that I haven't heard before. So talk to us about the sadness, because I know it comes from your peeps, as you like to call them, that are those businesses, those small businesses throughout Towson. Give us a glimpse of what everybody's going through, Nance, and where that sadness comes from.
Well, Don, you're absolutely right. I'm very fortunate to be in a situation where I live right across the street from where I work. So we've been able to keep the chamber open through this whole pandemic so far, because I just walk right across the street. And
we recognize your office, by the way. Haven't been there in a while, but we've been there many times.
Cluttered as always. But it's not, you know, it's about Towson and our people in Towson. But as you know, I work very closely with all the other chambers and business groups in Baltimore County. And we're all in this together. And it breaks my heart, because when they talk about businesses, it's not a building. It's human beings. It's people that have invested their livelihoods. Their employees are there. And, you know, when I heard the news about what's happening to the restaurants downtown Baltimore, my heart broke, because we have some of the restaurants here that have other facilities downtown. And right before the holidays, when people are suffering with everything emotionally that's going on, all these people are out of work. And I understand, you know, how devastating this pandemic is, but there's so many other consequences of this that, as you said, Don, just take you down and break your heart, because there are people. And I've seen quite a few of them come into my office, grown men in tears, because their investment, I mean, you know, like the Wrecker Boys, it's three generations of family that have that business. Or Melanie Wagner, that when she started in there when she was a teenager.
We've had Melanie on.
Well, they were right up with the first responders right away, back in April.
Yeah.
And they fight, and we're in this together, and they do things together. Like, we were able to raise over $60,000 for first responders and the whole, when this all happened, and everybody pitched in. But we're going through the critical times right now, and businesses, a lot of them bank on what's happening over the next couple months, November and December, to carry them through the challenging times of next year. And there's going to be nothing to carry now. There's going to be so much
around the mall in Towson, too. You know, life between the square and down where you do Feet on the Street and the mall and the whole area, and having kids on campus. And we've lived, I mean, I'm 52, and I've owned NST for 22 years. I've been on the air, it'll be 29 years next week, Nancy. And I can't think of a time in my life I haven't been in Towson within a week or two or three. You know, I own a business, 1998. I mean, I'm in Towson one way or another, in and around there, and I live downtown in the sky, so I can see how people aren't out and about. And everything affects everything, literally. Like, when you say Feet on the Street, it's foot traffic, literally. We need people. And I just wanted to begin this with you, because, you know, I've done an event with you, and I know what kind of person you are and a professional, but everything else, the thing about you and me and Don that brings people like us together through the stars and the cosmos is bringing people together. It's all we've ever known how to do, right? Like, the day I met Don in 1982, it was like, how can we get people together? Because we can have more fun if we're together. We can have a better experience if we're together. We can have a better culture. And now, like, everything I've ever known you to do is trying to say, come on in, let's bring people together. If we bring people together, we can make things. But that part of it is gone. And that's it. I don't think any of us have ever thought about not being able to assemble in this way, right?
Well, and Nestor, think of the face that Nancy just put on. I'll leave some out, and I apologize for doing that. But when we think about what's happened, particularly to the restaurant industry, and I mean, and the statistics for the restaurant industry are just terrifying. You know, that 110,000 across the nation have already closed. That restaurants have seen almost a 40% drop in revenue. 83% say that it's going to get worse. And as you said, I don't think anyone in any way envies what the mayor had to do yesterday. It's health and safety. County executives may have to follow suit.
I think there needs to be a bigger answer from government in general to step up the way I did on social media, for the way all of us did, and say this and make this message a very clear message to the people who can and do support restaurants. That's to say, if it was a Tuesday night, you were going to go out and enjoy Nacho Mama's in Towson, or, you know, CBP, any of these places, right? That go out and curbside and continue to do that once or twice a week or whatever you can do to keep these places, because I looked at Jody, literally to meet you, and I said, I need these meatballs to be here. I need them to be here.
Well, that's the point, Nestor. That's the point. And that's what I want Nancy to talk about. Because
you're going to get me emotional now.
No, well, everyone should get emotional, because
exactly.
When we talk about this, here's what I see, Nance. And again, you and you could, you'll go on beyond me, but, you know, it's not just faceless restaurateurs. To me, it's Lisa Martin at Troya's. It's Brian at Scott Recker at the Rec Room. You know, I love the Rec Room. You know, it's Jackie Carper, as you said, at Nacho Mama's. It's Melanie Wagner, who stepped up and did such a great job for the first
responders. How many drunken noodles I had to tie Charles one on? I mean, but, yeah, right. You know, I was talking about DJing and Poor Richards 30 right. years ago. Yeah, my whole life's there, you know?
It's Sans Souci. And it's also young, outstanding businesses, Nance, like Zest Media Solutions and Tim Bojanowski and guys like him who's trying to keep it together amidst all of this. Tell us from the chamber perspective, what are you trying to do with your folks to try to say we can get through this? Now, we know everybody hopes there's federal help, but what are you doing as a chamber?
Well, for one thing, we took a full page ad in the back of the Towson Times telling everybody how important it is. Sometimes a shop local gets overdone and it gets lost. Because it has more meaning than shop local. It means keeping, instead of having vacant, empty businesses in your community, and keeping people employed and having jobs. And I spelled it out as clear and honest as it can be, because that's what it's about. The business community is the front door to your residential community. If you don't keep it strong, your home values go down. And there's a way that we can go about this safely. And I'll tell you, I know for a fact, and I know both of you do, with the restaurants that we have that are open, they're doing everything they possibly can to keep their patrons safe, to keep their employees safe, and to keep themselves safe. They're being inspected, and if they're doing anything wrong, they're being fined. But they are doing
by the way, I saw somebody make a point on social media, and I want to point out because it wasn't my argument, but someone said the thing they've noticed the most during this is during the 7 months, 8 months that all these incredible restaurateurs have, you know, turned their businesses into curbside, that they are knocking that part of it out of the park too. That, you know what I mean? If you've been to a restaurant and said, well, I wouldn't curbside that place, you might want to try it because they've all upped their game because they've had to survive, right? Amen. Literally.
They've gotten creative. I've noticed a lot of places like finer dining, it's very difficult to do four meals fine dining out. But what they've done now is a lot of them have gone to family style so they can put a whole meal together. So I've noticed a lot of people get extremely creative. But I'm going to one group that I'll tell you that I've noticed has had some difficult time is some of our sushi restaurants because people just didn't feel comfortable sometimes. And then eating outside, some of them weren't comfortable putting outside dining for the sushi restaurants. And these are people that have been invested for 25, 30 years in their businesses. So, but I gotta give a shout out. I'm really grateful that the county executive really pushed to get loans for the businesses, and his crew were very helpful. And I don't know if another county helped chambers and business groups like Johnny O has done. The chambers and business groups are the backbone of the business community. They help filter information on loans and where to get support. And we're holding Zoom meetings and on some unfortunate topics like how to file bankruptcy. What taxes do you have to pay? Do you realize all these businesses that have not made very much money this year have to pay taxes this month, thousands of dollars. And so I've tried to encourage, I've talked to the county and they're working on some plans. I hope the city and other jurisdictions work with our business owners and come up with a plan. We know you have to pay taxes.
So much of this is about the banks too, and mortgages, and you know I am a small business owner. I'm not a guy on the radio, right? You know, I've made a payroll for 22 years. These are hard times. These are hard times for our partners here, which makes it even more special that we've been supported in pivoting to doing Baltimore Positive. And I'm out talking to these people every single day, the same way you are, and they're looking to government, right? For something other than you're just shutting me down. How about you're shutting me down and here's something we can help you do, you know? Because no one really has ever thought this through, right? Mm-hmm. None of us have a bankruptcy strategy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and shame on us. If when this is all said and done, we all forget what happened to us. We have to put a plan in place. It's not going to probably happen in our lifetime again. And maybe not our children's, but our grandchildren. And God forbid we do not prepare them with a safe plan that if something like this happens again, they have a blueprint, not how to get through it perfectly, but a little bit of an idea. Because we are in this together.
Well, Nancy, and we would never ask you and the other chamber folks to get involved in any political discussion. It's not appropriate for you guys, but we can never again, and it won't be easy. I'm not sure how we travel this journey, but we can never again allow issues of public health to become political divides. I mean, I'm looking now, we lost more people on a recent day in the United States than we lost on 9/11. And I noticed that across the country, there are still what I call these terrorist groups. Other people will call them militia. I'll call them terrorist groups who are going on rants and threatening public officials about mask mandates. And I'm just thinking, how did we ever degenerate in this nation to a point where we are having discussions over public safety and public health? It should never be partisan. It should, we can't, as a nation, we can't do this again.
It's not about parties. It's about people. That's what it's all about.
Right. Absolutely.
Nancy, I wanted to ask you this because, I mean, at the beginning, of your emotional journey on this, and I started talking about Amici's, you know, we've had so many county executives on Baltimore Positive going on 2 years now, elected officials and different folks. And when tragedy strikes, whatever that tragedy is, or, you know, Don talks about his day in Perry Hall, you know, when there was a tragedy, we talk about the police officer, things in government that would happen. The thing that happened in Ellicott City, you know, where the flood came down twice, Evan Brown, our partner at State Fair, has told that story, that people rally around it. In this particular case where everyone's going through the same thing, it's not just Towson, and reaching to each other. This is where sort of the chain, right, is saying, I did an event with the Pikesville Owings Mills Chamber of Commerce maybe a year and a half ago, a tasting event, and I know that these groups exist. Is there a best practices thing that all of you in the county, in the state, chamber leaders that are trying to do, in that when there's a flood, everybody can sort of pitch in and help, right? Because there's one thing in one place. This is a big thing every place. And I would think every chamber of commerce is getting the same questions, all of those kinds of things. Where can the chain be helpful?
Well, what we've done, and Don is aware of this, about 15 years ago, we started a group where all the different chambers and business groups would meet in my office once a month. We're doing it virtually. So what we do, and it's so wonderful that you said that, Nestor, because in times like this, we have to pull together. And we meet every month and we talk about different things each of us do to support our members. And we share ideas, and none of us feel like, oh, this is my idea and I don't want you to take anything from me. Because we realize together we're far more stronger than we are individually. And if we all either go up together or we all go down together, and that's the way it goes. So we've done things like, you know, you talked about gatherings. I've had 3 really great events before it got bad, when they would have 250 people you could gather. I was able to have a concert on a street and everybody was masked and they were sat in small family groups and we served them. Nobody got up to the bar and we had one little safe concert. But what really warmed my heart was last Friday night in the rain, we had the Baltimore County Christmas tree lighting that Don has been a part of before. And I thought, what am I going to do? How can I do this? So we lined a street with tents because of the rain. We had all these different costume characters and all the restaurants, even in their struggles, gave out little bags of cookies, our chocolates, our candy canes, and we had Santa and fire trucks. And then we had, instead of having our government officials to light the tree, we had our first responders. We had an emergency room nurse from St. Joe's Hospital. We had somebody from our police department that served our community for 22 years. We had a gentleman, a Marine, or Army National Guard, that served in Iraq for 2 terms. We celebrated them, and I didn't know how it would turn out. So when we opened the gates at 6 o'clock for cars to safely drive through with their children, we had 30 inflatables up and down the streets, all the trees lit. I thought maybe we'll have 20, 30, 40 cars. Hundreds of cars drove through. So grateful. So grateful. So you got to get out of the box.
Well, sounds almost as good as the Catonsville parade, man. Doesn't it?
Well, I want to tell you, you talk about getting a tear in your eye, Nestor. That story does, because again, Nance, I think what you're touching on, and boy, do we need this now more than ever. We need to put aside all of the rancor, all of the anger. As I said in a recent blog that we just have to stop yelling at one another and yelling at our TVs and get in touch with what is good and decent about us and in our communities each and every day. And as you point out, what you did, again, I got to give you a shout out, because you said, we're not just going to give up on this. I was going to ask you, what did you do? Because I love been going to those Towson celebrations for almost 2 decades now. Yeah. And how did we continue to make it special? And you did that. What does your planning look like, Nancy, going forward, knowing that in 3 months, 6 months, we will have a vaccine? What does it look like for you as you look down the road to Feet on the Street and farmers markets, Towson Gardens Day, all those things you do?
Well, we're planning for our future, but we also have a plan B. We know the possibility of having a very large scale event in May is probably not real good, but we're looking for times when we can gather again safely, and we will follow the protocols that are in place, and we'll be happy to do it. And we won't just do it here in Towson, but we'll do it all throughout Baltimore County again, because we will stay together and support each other. And we will be back to the great place we were before. And not that we aren't right now, but where families and neighbors can gather together and come and bring their feet on the street.
Well, Nestor, I'm going to say it again, and Nancy, can't thank you enough for coming on and talking about the chamber and putting real faces on the small businesses. But
I miss your breakfast, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm going to say to you, hang in there, Nancy. Keep the faith, because I know the spirit that is Nancy Hafford, and I know the joyfulness that is Nancy Hafford. And this sort of punch in the gut, and it's taken a toll on you. We can tell. And but here's what I know about you is that when you're somebody gets knocked down, you say, "Okay, give me." Nestor, you described it, I think. And I sort of feel that way about Nancy right now. But going back several years, I've never forgotten what you told me when you and Jen were dealing with Jen's leukemia. You said, we give ourselves 15 minutes a day to have a pity party. And then we say, that's it. Let's get on. And I've used that with so many people, Nestor. Because looking at what Jen
I didn't
went
know
through,
that. I don't even remember saying it.
Oh,
to you.
Yeah, no, I've never forgotten it. You and Jen both said we give ourselves 15 minutes a day to feel sorry for ourselves. 15 minutes a day.
I'll give you a fun story because, you know, we're just having coffee, right? Brought to you by Royal Farms here. By the way, Nancy, you ordered the ice cream yet at Tarka Brothers, or have you not?
Hey, as soon as I get off this show here.
$15.70
right
off the. No. They have 24 flavors you can pick from right now.
Hey, I'm in.
You want to do the honey graham for sure. You want to do the pistachio. You want to do the sweet potato crumble, the eggnog, the peppermint bark. If you got to get seasonal. And then, you know, have at it. If you want a key lime or a roast.
Use the code Baltimore Positive.
Got it. I'm doing it as soon as we get off here. I'm going to do that.
So when I think of Nancy, and you know, I was at a Pearl Jam concert about maybe four or five years ago at Wrigley Field. They actually, it was the summer that the Cubs won the World Series. A little sports reference here for you, Don. And you know, Eddie Vedder was sitting with Theo Epstein when they won. A big Cubs fan, right? So he's doing the show and you know, there's fans and it's packed and there's two nights and they play 3 hours a night. But this is my memory of this. And it's on the video. If you go watch the long form HD 4 hour movie that was shot, there was somebody in the front that had like the plain shirt, like the John Belushi had, say college on it. It was just a plain shirt with like navy blue with white plain letters. And it said uneffwithable, you know? So you fill that out, uneffwithable. And I looked at that on the big screen and I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, I haven't bought that shirt yet, but when I think of you, Nancy, I think you are uneffwithable. That's what I think of you. And that yeah, there's no higher praise than that I can pay anyone.
Thank you. Thank you both. You've always been so good to me, and I really, really appreciate you've been supportive. And Don, always, I'm so grateful, my friend. I'm so grateful. You guys keep knocking it out, and I love the fact of what you call your show, Baltimore Positive, because we have to stay positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the only way we'll make it.
And we want to say to everyone listening right now, Nancy would say, spread it around. She's all about Towson, but spread it around. If you live in Baltimore City, you live in one of the other communities of Catonsville, you're in Harford County, where we had Barry Glassman on her, down there where we had...
they have Chambers of Commerce, too.
Down in Anne Arundel County. Make sure... Right now, between now and the first of the year, make a commitment to support these folks. These are our friends and neighbors. Order carry out at least twice a week. It will make a difference. And as Nancy said, many of them have huge family meal deals right now. We know our buddies at State Fair every day. There's some great new family meal.
Hey, my wife left for a couple weeks for the holidays. Full disclosure, my refrigerator right now is full of Pizza John's. It is full of Fadley's. It is full of where else? I mean, I'm trying to think. We went to Amici's. My fridge is full, believe me. And when it gets unfull, like right around the time the Ravens play next week, I'm going to stop and get some Rofo chicken and some other stuff. So, you know, we're taking care of
One more thing. Go, Nance.
One more thing. Remember your local shops. It's not just about restaurants.
Absolutely.
It's shopping local. And if you've got malls in your area, please, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, ask them to do curbside. But at the end of the day, we want to keep as many of our brick and mortars with our people that we care about and love in there with jobs.
Nancy, that's a wonderful point. I think of a lot of these little specialty shops where folks in the past would go in and buy 10, 12, 15, 20 gifts for people in their office. And now they're not in their office, so they may not be doing that. Try to figure out a way to continue to do that. If you went in and bought a half a pound or a pound of candy from your local candy shop for folks, try to do that. Even if it means if you're not doing it in the office, try to do that same order and maybe just as a gift of gratitude, one of Nestor's favorite words, just drop it off to your neighbors. Let's try to make sure that we say to these small men, businessmen and women, we're with you. We have your back. It doesn't get any more Baltimore positive than that.
Nance, we're going to have tacos and beer together one night. I'm going to get feet on the street. Selman's band will be out there playing. Come on, now, let's do it, all right?
Amen. It's happening, boys. It's happening.
The sun will shine, and it will be setting on a beautiful spring, early summer evening across Chesapeake and Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Nancy Aff for joining us here. She is the poobah, all things important. Are you the chief? What's your name? What's your title? I need to know.
My official title is chambermaid.
Chambermaid, the executive director, chambermaid.
Executive director. See, anytime I've had, we have a fire chief and a police chief. Max Weiss from City Paper was on this week. She's the editor in chief. So I think you should be
the Baltimore Magazine. You're dating yourself. She started at the City Paper.
Did I say City Paper?
The editor in chief of Baltimore.
Did I say
Magazine.
City Paper?
Yes, you did. You want them to start off again.
Maybe I'm starting it up again. I don't know.
Hey, Max Weiss, if you're listening, that's
Max,
okay.
Max, come on.
We know you're at Baltimore Magazine.
Where we want Baltimore's best conversation.
There you go.
Conversation just like this. Nancy Affer from Towson Chamber. And, of course, Don Moeller, our former Baltimore County executive. On behalf of all of our sponsors, including our friends at Taharka, make sure you're using that code and grabbing some Baltimore Positive ice cream. And celebrating, show me your smile with a hashtag after you get that ice cream. I'm telling you, man, when the ice cream truck pulls up, and your kids are looking through the window, it's going to look like one of those high-end car commercials when they bring in the ice cream for you. You're going to hear the music, you know?
Linda's looking out the window right now. She's looking.
I hear the dance of the sugar plums, the sugar plum fairies. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Here's the part you're going to like, Nancy. Towson, Baltimore. The FCC makes me say that. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.